And now we turn our attention to another much larger oil spill. Last week, more than 500,000 gallons of oil flooded into the Black Sea between Russia and Ukraine when an oil tanker broke up during a storm. The oil spill is polluting the shoreline and has reportedly killed thousands of birds, fish, and marine mammals, including the already endangered Black Sea dolphin. To find out more about the complex task of cleaning up after a disaster like this, we called Professor Rick Steiner. He's a marine conservation specialist at the University of Alaska, and he's advised governments around the world, including Russia, on how to prevent oil spills. He joins us from Anchorage. Welcome to the program, Professor Steiner.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
So 500,000 gallons spilled. Once this amount of oil gets into the water, how much can a cleanup operation hope to recover?
Well, it's a very good point. Normally, in a large oil spill, you don't get more than 10% of it back.
That's not much.
That's not much. And the Russian government is already declaring that they have already recovered 10% of this stuff. Now, this is fuel oil. It's the heavy bottom end of the oil barrel, and it's very heavy and viscous, and it gels together, and a lot of it washed ashore. So I think what they're doing there is just picking it up off the beaches.
Is it conceivable that they've already retrieved 10% of it?
It is conceivable. It depends, though, on the total volume that was spilled, and we're not getting very good information on that, to be honest with you. I mean, the first report was that 1,300 tons was spilled from the Volga Neft 139, and then there was a report that perhaps all 4,000 tons on board spilled, and then the next report I saw said 10,000 tons were on the beaches. So it's difficult to know exactly how much was spilled, but just in addition to what the tanker that broke into, you had several cargo ships that grounded and sank, and there's a lot of fuel on board those as well. So there's the potential for, you know, several thousand more tons of fuel to be in the water there.
Are there different types of topography and soil makeup that would make it more difficult or easier to retrieve spilled oil?
Absolutely. You know, in some respects, if it comes ashore on a sand beach, it's amenable to heavy equipment operating and getting the stuff off the shoreline and such like that, and just physically picking it up with front-end loaders and shovels and buckets, and particularly with this very, very heavy fuel oil that was spilled there. But if there's a cobbly substrate and porous rock and such like that, it percolates down into the rock, and it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to get it back out.
Mm-hmm. Are the Russians equipped to deal with this kind of cleanup effort? Do they have the necessary infrastructure and technology to handle this kind of disaster?
Simple answer is, unfortunately, no. And I've worked on all sides of Russia on this issue. They basically haven't prioritized oil spill prevention or response preparedness anywhere. And as one of the world's leading oil producers and exporters, they need to take this far more seriously.
Thank you very much, Professor Steiner.
You bet.
Professor Rick Steiner is a marine conservation specialist at the University of Alaska. He joined us from Anchorage.